Hello. Would like
Long
to recommend...
Talk Radio.
Hello again. We would like to welcome you to the Jehovah Jireh International Institution. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we would like to thank you for joining us again. We'd like to say hello to our radio audience as well as students online, and also for our advisors that are here in order to help with the Word of God, to be able to give our listeners, our advisors, to those that are on the air, to give them something that they maybe that is going to be relevant to them, something that's going to build them up, something that's going to strengthen them, something that's going to give them that go-ahead to let them know that, hey, I can do this, I'm in this unto eternity, this is my passion, and this is something I'm going to pursue, and this is something that God has put inside of me, and this is something that I'm going to do. So therefore, we thank God for our advisors and our counselors and those that are with us here at Jehovah Jireh, as well as the students, that online students that are listening to this online class. Well, let's begin with prayer on tonight. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done, the great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. We thank you, Father God, for making us a mover and a shaker. God, you got movers and shakers all over this nation. God, you got men and women, boys and girls, boy, God, that go ye into their heart and their spirit, God, that they're going to and for, God, and they're proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, they are winning souls for the kingdom of God. And God, we have, Father God, those that you have called, God, you too are preparing them, God, that they'll be able to go about your business. So today, God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for what you have done. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do. Especially, God, we thank you, God, for giving your life that we can have a right to the pure life. Thank you, God, for our salvation and for the salvation of millions and trillions more that's going to be coming unto the kingdom. And Father, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Yes, you are listening to Jehovah Jireh International Institution, and we are so happy that you have joined us again on this very important and eye-opening institution that will open your eyes to the truth. You know, the word of God said that we shall know the truth and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So we have the opportunity, we have a privilege to be able to go forth in Jesus' name to make a decision that we want to see the work of God being manifested in this day, in this time. And thank God that God has given us opportunity in order to go. Whosoever will, let him come. They give us an invitation to be saved. He also gives us a way that we can go forth, that we can win more souls for the kingdom of God. Remember, the word of God says that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. So therefore, it's very important that we get more labors out there in order to get the harvest. And that's why Jehovah Jireh is so important in this day and time, that we can let you know it's okay. If God says okay, if God sent us out, if God called us as he did to go out into the hedges and the highways and to tell his people to come and to bring them into the kingdom, well, you know, we ought to be happy with that. We ought to be glad with that, because we didn't call ourselves, but Christ had called us in order to make a difference. as you know, the Bible says we don't know the day or the hour when it's coming. The word of God says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. And when I began to think about our class on tonight, and I began to think about the things that, and the positions and the areas wherein God have called his people in order to go and proclaim places that God have called, that there are sinners, there are people that don't know Christ, there are people that need to be saved, they're backsliders, they need to come back to the kingdom of God. So, you know, one of the scriptures that we want to read to you on tonight before we get started is from Matthew, the 25th chapter, and we're going to begin there at that 31st verse. And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided the sheep from the goat. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goat on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hunger, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee up, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, a naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall I say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. But I was an hunger, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took not me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visit me not. Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hunger, a thirst, or a stranger, a naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did it not unto the one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternity. So when we look at the word of God, when we look at that 25th chapter of Matthew, it let us know the heart of God and what he is concerned about. I believe the heart of God is winning souls for the kingdom of God. I believe the heart of God is visiting and taking care of those that are sick and those that are in prison and those that are in need and those that are in want and those that need to be clothed. I believe that is part of our mission as being believers and being followers of him. This is part of us taking up our cross and to follow him. So when I began to think about all the things that God has called us to do, and there is much, much more, but we thought about the people that sat as advisors, that sat as counselors, that are men and women of God that God have called in a day, in a time such as this, to be able to lift up the kingdom, be able to lift up his word, to be able to reach the lost at any cost, to be able to go into the hedges and go onto the highways and compel the people to come. So we want tonight to, in this class at Jehovah Jireh International Institution for Mission and Evangelism, we want our class, we want you to know what the people of God has called them to do and what they're doing and how they are touching life, one life at a time, and how they're going in certain places and how they are being used for the kingdom of God's sake. And when we read that 25th chapter of Matthew, when we began to look at it beginning from that 31st verse, we see the things that God was letting them know, the things that people did and the things that they did not do, that they neglected to do. But we have some people that as advisors that are sitting, panelists that are sitting on Jehovah Jireh board and also as a part of Jehovah Jireh. We want them tonight, we want to let you know what they are doing in this day and time, and we want them to come, and they're going to take about 10 minutes, and they're going to let you know what God is using them to do in this day and in this time. And we're going to begin with Evangelist Pondamilio William. Evangelist Pondamilio William, she is a born-again believer. God has called her to win souls for the kingdom of God. She is a member of Holy Tabernacle Church, wherein her bishop is Ara L. Jones, and also her pastor is Paul Cardona. And we want to let you know what the women of God is doing, what God is called them to do. Yes, we have men. Yes, we got women of God that's on this journey, that is lifting up the name of Jesus. But when we begin to read the word of God, and we want to understand as to what they are doing and what our responsibility as God has called us into a work for the kingdom. He didn't call us to sit down. He didn't call us to just to go and to sit in four corners of the church. He didn't call us to just to sit Sunday after Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever time we go. It's great, it's good that we go. We should go because we got to hear the word of God so that we'll be able to go out and we'll be able to win more souls unto the kingdom. But we want to first go to Evangelist Pondamilio Williams. And Evangelist Williams, we want to talk about on tonight what God is using her to do. I know that she's working with her church at Holy Tabernacle. We're not going to talk about that tonight, but we are going to talk about the ministry of her prison ministry, the ministry that she's been working in for years and years. And earlier she worked with her husband, who is now deceased, But that mission, that call of God did not stop when Brother William, Evangelist William, went on to be with the Lord. But she is continually going in unto the prison. And we want you, because this is mission and evangelism. And part of what God people is still doing. And as one of the online students, we want you to know how God will use you as well. And some of you, I know that God is, you're already maybe going to the prison, doing some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. But we're going to talk about the prison ministry and what God is doing, how God is using her in order to reach the prisoners for Christ. We're going to go to Evangelist Pondalia Williams. Evangelist Williams, good evening.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and God bless you and Jehovah Jireh Ministries and all of you that are listening under the sound of my voice. We honor God today and give him the glory, because it's to God be the glory. And I actually thank God, amen, for this awesome teaching that Dr. McCoy has gone forth with through Jehovah Jireh International Institution, Inc. And God is an awesome God. God uses people. He don't just save us to sit down somewhere, but he saves us as witnesses. We are witnesses for him. And we are the ones that he sent out, so to speak, to Samaria and in all Judea. We're the ones that go forth, amen, and spread the gospel. But as I was listening to Dr. McCoy, an awesome word on tonight, coming from Matthew 25. But one of the things that really stands out, she read that scripture that says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, the Bible says, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So that verse alone tells us that Jesus is coming back, and that he is so soon to come. And we need to be prepared, not getting prepared, but we need to already be ready. We need to be prepared, for we realize that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And we do have a work to do. We actually, amen, we're his hands, his mouthpiece, we're his feet, amen. We're the ones to go forth. And as I was listening to Dr. McCoy read the word of God, we're the sheep. We're the sheep, amen, amen. The goat are going to be put to his left, but the sheep are those that obey him, obey his voice. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow, they obey. So we've got to realize, just even listening to the word of God itself, this is Jesus himself talking. This is not one of his disciples. This is not Peter, James, or John, or Matthew, but this is Jesus himself teaching his disciples. And now that we're followers of God, we're his disciples, and he's teaching us the same word that he taught his disciples. And as Dr. McCoy stated, we're talking about sharing Jesus effectively. We're talking about personal evangelism. And that scripture is so profound. You know, when did you see us hungry? Or when did you see me naked? It's so many things. There's so many gold nuggets in that scripture. When did you see me in prison? The Bible says, for I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. And I heard Dr. McCoy expounding on my longtime prison ministry. It's been a little over 20 years, and I honor God for that. Long story short, I was introduced to the prison ministry by an evangelist, Gwendolyn Williams, who gave it up, and my husband and I took the torch, and we ran with it, the late evangelist Luther. But nevertheless, as we go in the prison doors and the jail doors, we go in by the unction and the Holy Ghost of God. And as you go into these ministries, you go in, you're looking at people that need Jesus. And some of them already saved because they have all kind of ministries coming through the prison doors. But when the word of God can be preached behind those walls, when you can carry sound doctrine behind those walls, because you got to realize that there are all kind of, that there are all types of faiths or religion or beliefs. But we're talking about true worshipers tonight. We're talking about the sheep tonight, the born-again believers, those that have heard the voice of God and obeyed God and went forth. And even in the prison ministry, as we go in, those guys are hungry for the word, and they are more receptive than the people that have their freedom. And it might sound strange, but it's real. And as we preach the word of God, they get excited about it. And every time we make an altar call, we have dozens of guys that come to the altar and give their lives to Christ and get saved. And, you know, we, as a matter of fact, I'd like to use an example. We carried a visitor to us to the prison on one of our trips. And that visitor was so full of fear, born-again believer, but so full of fear until that just was not his ministry, just was not his calling, not in the prison walls. Because when you go forth, you cannot walk in fear. You have to walk in faith. You got to know that those guys behind those prison walls, they're somebody's sons and daughters and somebody's husbands and their uncles and aunts. And they are people that need Jesus. So as we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and as we go forth telling people that Jesus is soon to come and it's time to repent, it's time to be saved, we're spreading the love of God because Jesus is soon to come. Just as she read the word of God tonight, Jesus is soon to come. And again, that was Jesus himself talking. He's coming back. He's coming back, as the Bible says, shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. So we've got to prepare ourselves to go forth and be effective and make people know that it's time to be prepared to meet your maker. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And we've got to realize that Jesus told us, he's already given us a mandate. He's already commanded us to go forth and win souls to the kingdom. They are behind the prison walls. But then there are some that's not in prison, but they are yet bound and locked up. That's why it's so important to spread this gospel. It's so important to witness. It's so important to make people know that God loves them so very much. I have personal experience. I have sons that have been in and out of prison and in and out of jail. So I know that these are people behind the prison walls. And when you walk in the spirit, you would go hungry for the souls to come in. The Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. And we've got to realize that as we go forth winning souls for Christ, we've got to realize that really, really, Jesus is so soon to come. He's on his way back even as we speak. And the Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour. No man knoweth, no, not even the angels of heaven. But Jesus said, but my Father only. So it's important that even when we see people hungry, we cannot be worried about them going to buy drugs. You're connected to God. We're born-again believers. Okay, God, show me what to do with this person on this corner that's hungry. Sometimes I might go through McDonald's, and I've just bought myself a breakfast, and I end up giving it to a homeless person on the corner. However, you might do it, But God holds us responsible for spreading his love. And that is love when we spread the gospel, because we're pulling souls from the hellfire. And I just, amen, in my conclusion, I just wanted to thank God for Dr. McCoy, for she is about her Father's business. And that's what Jehovah Jireh Ministries is all about. Witnessing, personal evangelism, letting people know that Jesus has come and Jesus is the shepherd. And that day is going to come that he's going to separate the sheep from the goat. And I know I'm going to be in the number. I'm not trying to be. I'm going to be. And that's the mindset that you got to take on, the mind of Christ, to know that you're doing what God has given you to do. Amen. Back up to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Williams. So well done. We thank God for Evangelist Williams on tonight because of the fact that we knew some of the history of Evangelist Williams, she and her husband, how they had been in this evangelistic outreach for, as she said, 20 years. And it's so important that I am well aware that there are some going to be are going to prisons, there are going to be some going to jails, there's going to be some that's going to be doing park outreaches, there are going to be some going to nursing homes, there are going to be some that are ministering one-on-one, but the most important thing it is that we are going into the harvest and that we're not sitting back and we're not being comfortable and we're not letting just everybody do certain people that we're looking to do certain things, but we need to trust God, to allow God to use us as being witnesses for the kingdom of God, to be ambassadors for him, to be fishers of men for him. And that's what it is all about, because as Evangelist Williams said, that Christ is soon to come. The Bible says that we don't know the day or we don't know the hour when he's coming, but the word of God says it's kind of like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. So we would like to go next to Dr. June Normiel. Dr. June Normiel is a woman of God that has been in ministry for quite a long time, who is not tired, who has given her all in order to reach souls for the kingdom of God. As I said, she is an ordained minister. Her bishop is Bishop Elijah Johnson. The name of the church is Word for Jesus House of Prayer, that is located at 5000 North Main Street here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Normiel is a preacher of the gospel. She's a teacher. She taught in Sunday school. She has preached the Word of God. She's been guest wherein that God, as so well as Evangelist Williams, they have gone out and they have been spokesmen and they have been witnesses for the kingdom of God. Dr. Normiel works also in mental health. She understands the issues of bipolar diseases and schizophrenia. She is a licensed, certified Christian counselor. And we thank God for that. But mainly tonight, we want Dr. Normiel to talk about something that she has been doing for quite a while, and she's still doing it. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they also have added another place that they are visiting. You know, sometimes we forget about certain parts of people that's in that God has put upon this earth. Yes, we come to be newborn babies. Then we began to be a child and children. Then we began to get, we go into our youth stage, and then we go into our old age. And then there are people that they're no longer at home, but they're being confined. Their children or no one there with, to take care of them. They're in places like the nursing home. So Dr. Normil, I've worked with her before. We have been in different missions, and we've done different things together. And I thought it would be fitting for her to talk about some of the elderly people in the places that she has gone and the mentality and the mindset of people, because there are people that's in the nursing home. They're not all not understanding. They have a lot of in their right mind. They need someone like Dr. Normil, group that she takes in order to do a work for the kingdom. So at this time, we're going to ask Dr. June Normil to talk about the nursing part of reaching souls for the kingdom of God and ministering to the people of God on one-on-one and even sometime with group. Dr. June Normil.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Land, also to the radio panel. Good evening to you all, too. Thank God for giving me the opportunity to come before you tonight. To God be all the glory. And I just thank Dr. McCoy for that powerful introduction of Matthew 25. And we all have been born again, just called ourselves to be Christians and children of God. And God has given all of us a mandate, no matter where we are spiritually, even in our natural upset of our life. God has given us something to do, even in the marketplace where we may be working, if you are confined to your homes. Myself, God had blessed me and gifted me, not knowing exactly what my gift was, thinking that I had to do something that someone else was doing. But the gifting with God was already in me, is like and so as well as every other believer, to do what he called us to do, because he had called all us to do as being Christians, to be a witness for him, to be a mission, evangelism, a Bethel for Christ for the kingdom of God. And looking back at Matthew 28, it says, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. And a lot of times, we as individuals may be feeling like we're not knowledgeable enough, or we're not anointed enough. A lot of times we may look at each other people and try to compare ourselves to others. But you have to know the gifting that God has given you right where you are. You have your own inborn temperament that God has designed especially for you, telling me especially for you to walk into the mission field of your everyday life. And so as it is for me, for my job, God has blessed me to place me in this area of my life now to work in the mental health area. And I work on the field as being a mental health case manager. And God strategically used me at the workplace to be able to reach people right where they are, dealing with their minds. And also I thank God for that, because a lot of times people, they see people with they're under the influence of different illness or sickness or diseases, or either it could be demonic spirits. But God had blessed me. I know how to get in there by the leading of the Holy Ghost and the power of God to be able to minister to those people and to be able to preach Jesus to them, to be able to minister Jesus to them in a way that their lives can be changed. I have seen a transformation of God using me for people's lives to be changed and people to be able to know that God loves them right where they are, that people, they just not confound and throw it into an institution and forgot about it, just like it's been done so many other places. And also, God has used me and is using me as other believers that he called us to do, to go in the mission field. And not so only is my workplace that I'm being used, but even in the community and the highways and byways, going on a mission field, all into the park downtown and areas that we go every other Saturday, and we get to minister to the people, the homeless people. And God says, that's when you did that to me. As being a believer and a Christian, we look and think that it's just behind the four walls of being faithful, committed to the duties and the job that God called us to do inside our church house, and that's good. But it's even better we go out into the broad and the broadness of the world like Jesus did. It's wide, and it needs to be manifested with the power of God using us as an instrument to witness to the people. Now, you be in the parks, you see people that are homeless, and when you take time to minister Jesus to those people, as well as give them food for their natural body, just like the other sister said, sometimes she be on bought breakfast for herself, but she ended up giving it to somebody homeless. And we can't have the mentality that we see a person because they might say, a sign say, we'll work for food and we may think, or they just want to buy alcohol or cigarettes or whatever it is. If God leads us as an individual to give that person some money or whatever, or buy us food, lead that up to God. Just be led by God, because sometimes you don't even know. We could be a minister to an angel unaware, and God has used me also in the area to go out to nursing homes. We went out and sued for me a nursing home out in Jacksonville, Florida, Heartland, out on Normandy, and we go out there on the first Saturday of the month, and also just minister to the people. And you'll be surprising how fulfilling it is, how blessing it is. That's ministry. That's being evangelistic word. That's being a mission for God. You minister, take time to minister to the ones that confined to the nursing homes, some being in their rooms buried and cannot get out. You go, even spend time with the people. Just sit there and talk to them, and just give them time to time. Get have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because even by taking time to do that, they're ministering to us also. And that do so much is showing the love of Jesus. It's just doing what Jesus did, and he said, when I was sick, you visited me not. And it's not that you just go and visit people that you just know. That's good, too. But go to people you don't know, the lost people. Then all those avenues, God opened doors. And then we also had the opportunity. I started with Dr. McCoy. We went out to the nursing home on Edgewood Avenue. We still go out there today and go out and minister to the people. They'd be so happy. They'd be so happy. Not only is looking at them, you have to see the people through the eyes of Jesus. Jesus be happy because we're doing what he's doing, what he did. And that was his mission. You go out to the nursing home and just minister love to the people. Take them a gift. Take them a big word puzzle. It don't have to be nothing big. Even your presence just being there, word search puzzles, anything, a card, a kind word, write them a letter, give them a chance to write a letter, a coloring book, and just sit out and just have an ear to hear. Sometimes they have so many stories to tell you. They are very wise. And they want to know that they're not forgotten, because sometimes some of the family members and people that they are familiar with have not been out there to see them and don't take time to see them. And I just thank God for that. And also, I thank God for just to get open the door now that we also going out to the Hurston Home out in Ocean Way. And the people are so right. They're so full. And they're so glad that people to take the time for us being Christian to go out and take the time to minister to them. And God is doing a great work in their lives, because even in the place in Matthew 25 where Dr. McCoy read, the scripture said, when I was hungry and thirsty and I was naked and you clothed me, and you took all the time. We wonder, we say, when did I do that? We asking God, when am I going to do that? When did I do that? God said, well, you done it to the least of my little ones. You done it to me. Well, we take time to go to the nursing home. Well, we take time to be kind to a stranger. We take time to give people something to eat, natural food as well as spiritual food. We take time to have an ear to show people love. We take time to visit the sick. We do it unto God. It's going to be a time of separation. It's going to be a time when Jesus is going to come, and we know not the day or the hour. And there's going to be a separation for all us who call ourselves Christians and who are Christians. We must do the work. But then again, we got to know that it will be a separation. God is going to separate the goat from the sheep. His goat, the goat will be on his left hand, and the sheep, well, we're Christians, we're on his right hand. And all those words, those things he's talking about in Matthew 5, we're going to be way in charge according to those things. We do those things. We must be about our Father's business, because in all those areas, salvation can be met. In all the in a nursing home, when the people are sick, when a person is naked, when they're thirsty, when they're hungry, when we present Jesus, we give them Jesus in the area, salvation can come alive to those purposes. So we thank God for that. And there will be a separation from the goat and the sheep, just like it'll be a separation from the tares from the wheat. We got to be about our Father's business and allow God to use us in the mission field in any area, in every area that he opened the door for us. And we have to just let God be God and be led by the Holy Spirit, and just knowing that God said he'll be with us forever, that the Holy Spirit will give us the strength, will give us the power, the wisdom and knowledge of what to do and when to do it. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. June Normill. And I thank God for the women of God, because they are examples of people that are also out there in the hedges and the highway. It doesn't matter how many degrees that we have. I know Dr. Normill and others have many degrees, but yet it doesn't matter. And we thank God for every degree that we do have. But the thing about it is, what are we doing with what God has given us? You know, are we stagnated? Are we just looking at the things that that need to be done. And sometimes that's what it is sometimes, and not doing anything about it. I remember many, many, many years ago when I was a part of my mission and evangelism history, I remember going down in a park in Jacksonville, Florida, here in this city, and God had allowed me to be there at this particular time. And there were, I guess, a group of people at that time that was coming to feed the homeless. And for some reason, they did not come that particular day. A matter of fact, I was down there at that time because of the fact, I think maybe that I was waiting for a bus at that time. I can't remember. But I do know that I heard someone say they was talking in reference to the church, a ministry that was supposed to be there, that they was kind of bashing them because they didn't come in order to feed the people that day. They was kind of bashing them. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I didn't know them. I didn't know the people that were supposed to be there. But one thing I did, when God began to touch my heart, but I began to think, as, you know, you're talking about these people that didn't come, what are you doing? And then I had to examine myself as well. You know, what are you doing in order to help other people? I didn't take the heart of the person that what they were saying, but God began to touch my heart. And not too long afterwards, God had me to go down almost every Saturday to feed 70 more people in Hemet Plaza. We got the chance to pray with them, and we got the chance to feed them. I remember times, and I believe Dr. Norma was a part of some of that, because of the fact that the church that we belonged to at that time also helped sponsor and helped me to feed the homeless, to give the homeless a great Thanksgiving dinner. And we were there in order to bless. You know, sometimes people look at people as when they're not dressed in a three-piece suit, they don't have the clothing, the costly shoes that had the apparel that they have. Sometimes people tend to look down on people. You know, I'm so grateful that God did not look down on us. He, no matter our state of mind, no matter what we wore, no matter what we had, no matter the money that was in the bank, no matter what wasn't in the bank, God did not look down on us. But God gave me a heart for those people. Some of them had AIDS. Some of them had different issues in their lives. Some of them didn't have a home to stay in. They didn't have a place to lay their head except on the street. But God called us at that time in order to go. And it was many, many, many years that God allowed us to do that. And I'm just so grateful, and I'm so thankful for God allowing for us to be able to minister to the homeless and to minister to those that are sick and those that seem to be hopeless. We got a chance in order to do that. And I thank God, because I believe in all in prison ministry. I believe Dr. Evangelist William addressed about the prison ministry. I thank God for that prison ministry, that she is able to go in and out with others and minister to the men of God, and other people going in to minister to the women that's in there, no matter what they have done, whether they was in there for murder or whether they was in there for thievery or whatever they were in there. They are people that have souls that need to be saved. And the part that God allowed me to do for years now is to be able to God, you've given us a people that we earnestly write and through our church, and we write and we encourage them. We use our church address. We use a post office address. The Bible tells us to be wise, and I'm teaching students, you know, don't use your own personal address when you're going out into the mission field, especially if you're going, if the person is incarcerated, you don't do that. But you do have a responsibility to pray for them. You have a responsibility if you have means of going to that prison, and that's where God has put your heart, that's where you need to be, because many hearts are being touched. And even through the writing, being able to send information to the prison, being able to give, I have like Sunday school lessons and that we send to the prison, and they tell us how much they enjoy them, and we send cards, and they tell how much they lifted them up when they was at a low time in their life, and I really needed this, and that's the heart of God when we could do certain things as that. And the nursing home, that used to be a part of something that I think it is so awesome, because everybody got a mother, you had one, you had a father, you had one, and somebody mother, somebody father is in the nursing home. This is mission. You know, sometimes you may not even have anything to give them, but you got the word of God, and you have to give them your own self, going, just sitting there and talking to them and relating to them, and them, they able in order to talk to you as well. As Dr. Normia said, these people that these mothers and fathers and people that are in nursing homes, they some of them they have the greatest memories and stories that you want to hear, and it amazes you. Sometimes they have the pictures on the wall when they was young, and it would just like put you at awe to see how beautiful that they was when they were young, or things that happened in their family. So it is so good that we can go in there and we can read the word of God to them. Why? Because they need the word of God. And one of the things I like to say too, because sometimes we look at elderly people and we think that they have already given Christ their life. Some of them that's in the nursing home, they're not, all of them not saved. And we need to give them Jesus. We need to present Jesus to them that are in the nursing home. And I thank God, because I believe that and know that Dr. Normil and her group, when they go in, that they present Jesus unto them and let them know that they, that Jesus loved them and that Jesus wants to save them. And I want you as students to, that are listening as well, to realize that, you know, it's not enough for us to just to go on Sunday and spend an hour, hour or two, and then and don't go and do anything else for the kingdom of God. And I applaud you today for being online, for listening, students, to know the heart of God and what God desire and what make God happy, what cause God to bless us even more when we bless those that are healed and the souls that need to be saved. So, yes, I love the park ministry. I thank God for the nursing home. When Dr. Normil was talking about that, and I thought about the times when we brought different things and the churches brought different things, and we were able to go in on Christmas, and we put them out on the hoods that they sell. They may sell them in the dollar store or wherever, but we had our red hoods and the balls, and we went in and we took gifts and we took pictures with them. And those people, they were the mothers and the fathers, the elders, they were so happy, and they looked forward to it. They give them gifts, you know, things that they would appreciate, lotion and soap and all of these other things, you know. So that really was a blessing, and it's a blessing to those that are continually to doing such things. And then I thought about the supermarket. Those are some of the things that God wants us to do. You know, I was in a supermarket today, and you know what? I tell people, you know, if you're a Christian, if you're a fisher or men, you usually, when you go and fish, and you take some bait with you, and you ought to have at least some tracks or something that, and it's so easy to do. Some people say that, you know, I don't know how to witness. But you know what? Many times, if you just smile and you just give somebody, may I share this with you? And you know what? Nine times out of ten, those people are going to take that track for you. And that information in that track ought to be something that's going to touch their lives, something that's going to make them want to give their heart to God, again, God to touch their heart. So, therefore, one of the things that is so important that we stop our excuses and that we do something. We don't have to call attention to ourselves. We don't have to let everybody know we're in a grocery store. We don't have to let everybody know we're in a public. But we're doing these things so that God can be exalted, so that God will be praised. And many of the people, as I said before, sometimes we'll go and God have us to, you know, pray with some people, and it may be just one individual, and the tears are running their eyes. Why? Because they needed somebody in order to minister. They needed somebody to touch them. And then we want to talk about, we're still talking about mission, we're talking about evangelism. There are people that need clothing. There was a lady, I was at the church today, and there's a lady that came up, and she looks like as if she may have been on drugs. She looked like she I think the state had taken her children and whatnot, but yet she needed somebody to care about her, and she told me some of the things that she needed, and also, you know, she was selling some flowers, something that she had got together, but, you know, I thank God that at least she's trying to do that. She wanted to know when our service was going to be, and we had to just take that time in order to conversate, you know, with her. And I pray, God, that she will come to our Bible study on Tuesday. Clothing ministry, supermarkets, radio ministry, and that's one I wanted to talk about as well. You know, God give us so many ways to reach people for the kingdom of God. Again, the word says the harvest is plentiful, the labors are few. And you know, some of us are not able and haven't been to Africa. We haven't been over there far and sore, but there are people that are going, and we ought to support those people that are going on far and sore in different lands, and people that that have needs. We ought to support them. And so with the radio ministry, we've been in radio ministry, I think, since 2000. No, it's before 2011. But I thank God for what God has given us in order to reach souls for the kingdom of God, in order to take increase, to be able to give people the word of God. I love preaching the word of God. I don't mind saying that I do, because I do. When God could give you a passion to do things, then I love doing so. And I don't mind telling people, because it's inside of me to do it. I like preaching. I like teaching the word of God. And I didn't just start with it on radio. I was out there in the field. I was out there working, still out there working in the field. Do you hear what I'm saying, students? Sometimes we want God to do great amount of things in our lives, but we don't want to pay the price, and we don't want to lose sleep, and we don't want to get up early, and we don't have to haul things here and there. And we did that a long time with the outreach ministry, going in different centers, going in different places, and blocked homes and places like that, and giving the word of God and sharing the word of God and having these outreach type ministry. It's so important that we do that. But in order to want to do that, you got to have a passion. You got to have a love of God, because sometimes it's not always easy. You know, it's not always easy, but you have to think about the greater one that lives on the inside of us. We have to remember, just like Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is the Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith the Son of God who loved and gave himself for me. So I thank God for the souls and for the people that we are reaching for Jehovah Jireh here on the mission and evangelism, community outreach, and so much more. On Fridays and on Tuesdays, on the Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, we are on radio with our power broadcast, preaching the Word of God. And on Wednesday and Friday, I thank God for that and all the other opportunities, all the other doors that God have opened up to us to reach souls for the kingdom of God. And I believe the last time we looked, if I remember correctly, over 53,000 people that have heard the gospel, listened to the gospel from the radio. And I thank God because it wasn't anybody but God. We can never take any credit for what's done. We have to give God all the glory and honor, but we have to be willing to do these things for the kingdom. We have to be willing to go forward for him. I thank God for my education standing. I thank God that, yes, I'm too ordained a preacher of the gospel, a pastor. Thank God that God has recently blessed us with a church, which is located at 5045 Sutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. On Tuesday night at 7, we do open Bible study. And on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 12 to 1 p.m. or a.m., we do have an hour prayer where the public can come in. They can pray as long as they want to. And within that hour, we want the Word of God, we want people to be able to pray, to come in to a place that is filled with God anointing, and that they can pray and they can intercede before God. And whether they pray 5 minutes on their lunch, 10 minutes, the church is open. We've given them that opportunity to do so. God has blessed us to also to be a professional licensed clinical pastor and counselor, and as well, we still do counseling because, again, that door that God opened for us, I have a passion, I have a love. You know, but you got to love people in order to counsel. You got to really love people. You got to really care about people. I have heard people say that, you know, that is not my call. I'm not going to sit. I'm not going to listen to what they got to say. You know, they don't say it in 5 minutes, I'm out of there. They don't say it within maybe 15. You know, you don't need to be counseling anybody. But yet, that is one of the things that God has given me, and I'm glad that he did. And I thank God that he allowed me to do these things as well as other things for the kingdom of God. Thank God for every degree that God has given us as well. And you know what? The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. He said, to seek and you shall find. He said, to knock and the door shall be open. I'm going to close almost with this. I believe that was many years ago when I was working in television ministry at Word for Jesus House of Prayer up in the sound room. And there was a minister of God, a prophet of God, I believe, that it came. And God had already riddled my heart to go to seminary, but I did not have the money in order to go there. It was my heart. I looked at Breakthrough broadcast with one of the well-known men of God, and I'm thinking, how could I get there and go? But God opened up a way for me to go to seminary, and I just thank God that it wasn't cemetery, but in seminary that we were able to learn, be able to go about God's business. There's so much more. I know that our time is out, but students, I want you to know that we have a charge to keep, and we do have a God to glorify. We would like to just take this opportunity to thank Dr. June Normill, Dr. and also Evangelist William, our online students, and also those that are listening to Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We just want to thank God for you. Thank God for your faithfulness, for being a part of this class and having a love of God and doing those things that are going to be profitable for you and for somebody else this day and the time that we live in. So we're just going to get ready right now in order to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. God, we lift your name up high. God, we give you all praise and glory. God, we give you all the honor. God, your words say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn away from their wicked way. God, you said that you will hear from heaven. You said, God, that you will forgive the sin. And you said, God, that you will heal the land. So, Lord, we ask thee in the name of Jesus, God, to just have your way. And, God, those that are not saved under the sound of our voice, I pray, God, even now, God, that you would touch their heart. I pray, God, now, God, that you would give them another opportunity, God, to say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. God, you said that we shall be saved. And God, even if you have saved so many of us, God, I pray even now that you would touch that person that God in the between decisions. Father God, touch them. Let them know, God, that you're in love with them. And God, that you want them to be saved. And God, that you care about them. And God, that you know every hair upon their head. And God, that you know, God, the times their heart is beating. And God, that you know, Father God, how the blood is flowing, Father God, in their body. And God, whatever they need, that inward thought, God, the things that they've been thinking, God, let them know, Father God, that you know all about them. So, Lord, I pray even now, God, that they will give their hearts to you. God, this day, this hour, God, that they just confess, whether they're in the bedroom, living room, family room, God, maybe driving down the street, Lord, a road, Father, wherever they may be, God, call them, commit themselves unto you. And God, say, Lord, let allow them, Father God, to just say yes to your will and yes to your way. And Father, we just thank you right now. And God, if there's any sick, God, if they have every infirmity and sickness in their bodies, Father God, we stand on the word of God even right now. God, you paid the price 2,000 years ago for their healing and for their deliverance. God, I send the word, God, even now, God, to the foremost part of this earth. God, we send the word, God, to every city, every state. God, we send the word, God, to those, Father God, that's on the edge of suicide. God, we send the word, God, to those, Father God, that a heart is broken. God, we send the word, God, to those that have schizophrenia and bipolar disease. God, we send the word, God, to those on crutches and those, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have bone disease. And God, those, God, that have problems with the anterior, the posterior part of the cervical. And Father, we ask thee, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will cause total healing, total deliverance. And God, even those, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that have infirmity, Father, in their colon, and those, God, that are going through, God, with the small intestine and large intestine, Father, God, cause healing, whatever it may be. God, whether meniscus, God, has problems with their foot, Father, God, with their toe, God, have your way, whatever it is, God, because you know what they need this day. God, you know what they need this hour. God, you said, ask and it shall be given. You said, to seek and you shall find. You said, the knock and the door shall be open. And Father, you said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, you said, it shall be moved. So, God, we stand on the word, God, even now. And God, we decree, declare, God, in Jesus' name, that it is done according to your word. We thank you for every soul that was saved. We thank you, God, for every life that has been changed on tonight. And this, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And for this, we will glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This has been Jehovah Jireh International Institution. Please join us on next week at the very same time. May the Lord bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in. May you be blessed in your coming out is our prayer in Jesus' name.